Computer.
Here.
I'm just saying, bro, episode 106. I'm Earl.
I'm Stav. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, wherever you listen to a podcast, we there. Just type us up. I'm just saying, bro, podcast. Show us some love. But been a couple weeks.
In a couple weeks, and we got to get right into it. Y'all know how we come.
We ain't even talk about the damn Super Bowl. Bro just reminded me we ain't talk about that. That's crazy. I know y'all probably don't give a damn at this point. But yeah, we going to skip right past all of that. It's been a lot going on, but
y'all know who we about to talk about. Yeah. You know who we going to talk about, bro. We got to talk about the Sixers. We got to talk about the process. We got to talk about the beard. We got to talk about Maxi. We got to talk about what's happening, man. We got to talk about Toby. We got to talk about all that. So let's get right into the Sixers, man. Look, listen. We ain't lose a game since Harden been on the floor. I mean, granted, we ain't played nobody for real. But when you play a team like the Knicks back-to-back, you expect, like, they might give you a good game one of them games. We kind of got them out of here by double digits both games, so that's kind of wild to me. Just a little wild. Because it's not like the Knicks is good, but they coach ain't no slouch. So it's like at the same time, you think you play them back-to-back, they going to give you a close game, at least one of them games, but it ain't happening, apparently. So I don't know, but the Knicks do stink. I mean, we beat the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves stink kind of too, but we about to see what we
they're really actually a good team, though, bro. I think they in like six in the West, yeah, though. So you can't really say they've been playing good.
The West is the new East, bro. So, like.
But they've been playing good. I wouldn't even say that, bro. The Timberwolves been playing good. If you've been watching their games, bro, they've been snapping. Cat and all them dudes, they've been snapping, bro. They've been snapping.
Cat been hooping. I ain't going to hold you. Yeah. But I don't know. The West feel like the new East to me, bro. I feel like Look, I'ma just say the West feel like
Like it's competition. It always been competition in the West, though. It's always like that. Good teams always be in eighth, ninth, tenth place, and you'd be like, damn, they could have made the playoffs. They was in the East, they'd have made the playoffs.
Nah, that's facts. That is facts.
The East is deep, though. The East is definitely
deep. The East is way deeper, though, now, it seemed like. But that's just my opinion. I mean, everybody entitled to their own thing. But my biggest takeaway from this whole beginning of the James Harden experiment is he looks very happy, which is a good thing. Not that he hasn't looked happy before and then been unhappy a couple months later. And B is still cooking, even with Harden. And so it's not like he's stopping Embiid, Sean. He actually making the game way easier for Embiid. We shooting hella free throws as a team. We making hella threes as a team because everybody's wide open. Yeah. Like, and Maxi is benefiting the most from playing with Harden. It's bad, bro. Like, it's...
It's funny, though, because they were saying that, you know, he might eat into his, you know, his time and James Harden. And they saying when he come in, he was going to be the handling the rock and all of that. So that was going to stop Maxie's development. And don't look like it's stopping shit right now.
It looked like he's more comfortable not being a ball handler all the time than me.
Yeah.
It looked like he flourishing in that role of, look, all right, you the point guard, allegedly. Because you smaller than me, but you about to be you the two guard when we on the floor. Like, I'm handling the rock. I'm going to throw all the dimes. Just get a bucket. It looked like he flourishing in that role to me. He looked like the third piece of the big three instead of Tobias to me. So, look, man, if we could get some shooting consistently from our bench, like, if we could get one or two of them guys to really, like, lock in, Isaiah Joe, Korkmaz, Niang, tough. I like Niang. So if we get
one. He let more that thing them, fly.
If we get one more of them guys, Isaiah Joe, Korkmaz, somebody, Shake. If somebody got to turn into a knockdown shooter, like a consistent knockdown shooter. Because Korkmaz is that, but he's not consistent at all. So yeah. It's kind of I don't know. He's sketchy. He real sometimey to me. So I feel like, bro, if we get another consistent shooter or two, one of these guys turn into that, and we. I know you said we just signed DeAndre, but we don't really fuck with that. If we get one of these bigs that can actually, like, You don't even got to do much on offense when Embiid not on the floor. Just strap the paint. That's all we really need. All we really need is you to strap the paint when Embiid not on the floor. If we could get that, bro, we looking real scary. We looking real scary without those two things. So if we,
I like Willie Cauley Stein. I mean, I don't know why he don't get. I mean, obviously he knew, so that's why they're not gonna give as much tickets as I think he should get. But I mean, if give him some time, see what he do. I get it. You know, Doc played with DeAndre and all of that, so he know him and he know his mannerisms. He know how he play. He know when to plug him in. I mean, that's cool. Might get a more, you know, motivated DeAndre Jordan because he playing for a coach that, you know, where, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was an all-star under Doc Rivers. So maybe he'll be a little bit more motivated, but I don't like it. Like, I just don't see what they saw besides the cohesion with the coach and the player. Like, what, I don't get it. Like, I don't think he better than Andre Drummond. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where does he help us? Like, he doesn't catch obs anymore. Like, I say obs. He doesn't catch lobs anymore.
Crazy. Yeah,
obs. That's out of pocket. But he doesn't catch lobs anymore. So, I don't know. That was his game, playing defense and, you know, catching lobs. And I'm not scared of him as a defender. He wasn't doing nothing with L.A.
One thing I will say, bro, is he was on the Nets and the Lakers. The Nets, with what we learning now, allegedly could have been having locker room problems. The Lakers, with what we seeing now, could allegedly have some type of locker room problems.
True.
So maybe you're right, and maybe it's a motivation thing, and we might see a more motivated DeAndre if we could bring him in and he's happy and he's with a coach that he knows. You might be onto something with that, bro. Like, you were saying that and the light bulb went off in my head, but I really don't like it either. But if we could just get some rebounds and a couple blocks, I'm good with that. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm good with that.
I'm not gonna bullshit you. I think he's gonna give us that. Like I said, like, because sometimes Andre Drummond, and I loved him, but he would be a liability on defense. Like, big man for the other team or that second unit would start cooking him. Like, or just the guards in general. Like, they driving, they dunking on this man, laying him. Like, his defense was just like a weakness. You know what I'm saying? So, as being our backup center, having a better defensive dude, I feel a little bit okay with it, but I would rather see Willie Cauley Stein. Like, give him a shot. The younger, he'll catch those oops. And him and James Harden, I know they can play off each other.
Facts. Huh? I said he'd definitely get them blocks too, and I was agreeing with what you said. He like a Clint Capella type, just not as good, obviously. So yeah. I don't want to disrespect Clint. But yeah,
the thing with Willie Cauley Stein is, though, he gets in foul trouble a lot, and I guess that's the reason why they go get a veteran, because you know Doc like to play vets anyway. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's why they went and got their veteran. Yeah.
And now that I'm looking at it, I think Paul Millsap and DeAndre might play a little bit better off each other than Paul Millsap and Willie Cauley Stein. But we're gonna see. We definitely need some.
Two veterans too.
Yeah, we definitely need somebody to take that pressure off Paul Millsap and Toby. Toby be playing like real big man positions and shit now because our second unit be so small. So yeah, we need somebody to take a little bit of pressure off those guys for sure.
But I ain't trying to hear nothing about Toby until he start hitting them wide open threes. Like, I don't care about none of that. He playing position he ain't supposed to be playing. He playing big, whatever. I don't care nothing about none of that. He better hit some of them damn open threes. He's starting to piss me off, but he showed me a little something last night. He started hitting a couple shots and all that. But my thing is, let that thing fly, bro. We don't need you. See, the thing with him is that I've been realizing you laughing, but nah, bro. Like, the thing I've been realizing about Toby is Toby's game is so old school. And so, like, he's not athletic at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, compared to these other dudes, like, all of his game is him working on it. And him, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't really, I feel like Toby one of them dudes that wasn't naturally gifted. Let me just say it like that. He wasn't naturally gifted with, you know, hops to jump out the building. Bless you. Hops to jump out the building and all that stuff. Crazy agility. He don't have none of that stuff. So he had to work for everything. And sometimes it shows in these big games because it's like he takes forever sometimes and he hesitates sometimes and to take the shots. Like, bro, you what are you doing, bro? Like, he'll have a wide open three and he'll pump it. and then go take it in the mid-range and then start backing down, do his corny ass. I ain't gonna say corny because it works for him, but I think it's corny. Every time he does it, I'd be like, oh my God, this corny ass old head in a YMCA move. Like that shit, oh my God, that move pissed me off every time he do it. But it works for him. But I just feel like with James Harden on your team, shoot, he's spacing the floor. Y'all got all the spacing y'all need. Toby, you're gonna be wide open, bro. Like you're gonna be wide open. Why would you go from being wide open to bringing it to the defense? That's what he does, and that shit pisses me off. Like, yo, stop bringing yourself to the defense. They're leaving you open in the three. Like, there's nothing they can do when we swing that rock around the perimeter like we've been doing these last three games. Somebody's always open, bro. That's why I love George Niang. That ball let that thing fly no matter what. He letting it fly no matter what. As soon as it touches hands, I'm like, thank you. But
hey, bro,
I think go ahead.
My fault. Hold that thought real quick. I just wanted to let you know I agree 100% with you on Toby, because what he always do is he'll have a wide open shot that somebody created for him, and guess what he do? He dribbling into a mid-range pull-up because he played like an old head at the park. He played like one of them old heads at the park. He going to pump fake, excuse me, dribble up a little bit, and then try to hit that mid-range, and that shit be broke sometimes. He just need to let that thing fly like you said, but my fault for cutting you off. Go ahead, my brother.
Nah, it's cool though. He just be broke at the wrong times and shit. Like, bro, nah, bro. I know you're gonna give me a little 15, 20, whatever. He hasn't been doing that the last couple games. Like I said, last game, I think he had like 13 or something like that. But I think might have had 15, but it's just stop doing that, bro. Just take your wide open shots. You don't have to create shots for yourself like anymore. Like, you don't have to be that guy. And I don't know whether he's stuck in that mode where he's like, damn, I gotta do this because I don't got nobody to create a shot for me. So he just so used to that. Or like, but you can't be, because you have Ben Simmons on your team. And that's all he's trying to do is create shots. Right. So you can't really say you never had nobody. But with Ben Simmons, it was harder because they all clogged the paint. So it was kind of, you know what I'm saying? So it really, his playmaking is totally different from James Harden playmaking.
Facts.
Toby, stop hesitating, bro. Shoot the damn wide open shot. Stop trying to create your shot. It's already created. When you get the ball and nobody's around you, that's your shot right there. You don't have to create nothing. You don't have to go to the mid-range. I promise you, you don't. I promise you, you wide open. Just take the shot. I promise you, if you take 23s in a game and you make one of them, we ain't even going to be mad. We're going to be like, thank you for at least taking them joints. You know why people don't get so mad at Danny Green? Because he takes the shots. He shoots. That's why we don't get mad at Danny Green. No, yes, I get mad when he, you know, lose us a game or some shit like that because he missed 8 threes. But I'd be like, at the end of the day, at least he took them threes, man. At least he took them. At least he was letting them things up. And he don't care how broke it is. It can hit the side of the backboard. It can hit the shot clock. He going to keep shooting it. That's what you got to do, Toby. Like, I'm sorry. You just got to have that fucking in your system. And I just don't think he got that yet. Like, but he'll play. They try to talk about some controversy with him and James Harden and some shit like that. Him, Danny Green and Tobias supposedly didn't like the move with James Harden coming. So they be trying to look James Harden off sometimes. And if you watch the games, I saw it a couple times, but I'm like, people, y'all always trying to press some dumbass story. But
Danny Green and Tobias could get the fuck out of here. We do not care. I'm going to be 100% real with y'all. If y'all don't want to buy into James Harden be here, y'all can get the fuck going. We don't care.
That's real rap. I don't think nobody would care. Like, nobody would say a peep. Like, yo, ship them niggas out of here. Go. Release them. I don't care what you do. You do whatever you want to do.
We don't give one fuck, two fuck, red fuck, blue fuck.
No, real rap.
They feel some type of way they could get to step and throw them niggas out the house like Uncle Phil did Jazz off. I don't care.
No, for real, bro. Like, they tripping, man. But, man, we scary, man. We scary, yeah, man.
Definitely scary. But my thing with Toby is somebody always suffer when you got a bunch of great players on the same team. And the thing is, Maxi game fits more with Harden. So that's the issue. Because if Tobias was just a spot-up knockdown shooter, like he wasn't hesitating to shoot them wide-open threes all the time, he might not have suffered that much. But because he's not, and Maxi is like that, Maxi will take that, Joan, if he's open. And then you know what he also doing? Okay, y'all grab a rebound. Y'all get the ball to James Harden. I'm running the floor. This dude is going to see me. So every time, if Maxey on that break and Harden get the ball, he throwing that thing right up there, and it's an easy layup because Maxey is excellent finishing at the rim.
Yeah,
contact, no contact, whatever. He's tough at the rim. He's tough. He pretty much tough everywhere as a scorer, for real, at this point. He getting better with the jump shot and all that. Like,
is he? Did you see the little turnaround three, Jones, the step back, Jones? I said, listen now, if that's – listen,
bro.
And I'm not – you know I'm a Sixers fan, and I'm not trying to be all hype and all of that stuff. But all I'm saying is, if Maxey going to be scoring like that, you know James Harden can score whenever he wants. And can't nobody in the league stop and beat. And we still got Toby that he's capable of giving you 15 to 20 points if he just take the shots, and he has been getting shots too. He just been missing them. I think, you know, it's just a mental thing right now. You get acclimated and all of that. Like, get acclimated, bro. Like, relax. You're not that guy no more. You had your chance to be that guy. That's why
and you fold it every time.
Exactly. So if he does have a problem, he need to get the fuck out of here. He wants some weird shit because you had your chance, bro. It was just you and B all year, bro. You could have showed the world, yo, I'm him. But you didn't do that. And we know you're not him. We know you're a solid scorer. You're a solid player. Like, we know that. But you're not him. You don't deserve your contract. That's for sure. That's for damn sure.
He got that contract thanks to our coach, because our coach made him look very good that year that he got that contract afterwards when they was in L.A. He made him look fabulous. They was talking about him as an all-star snub and all types of stuff.
Toby did look good that year. He was averaging 21. He looked good, bro. He was snapping. He's hitting game winners and all that shit. So
that's
cute. I don't know. Maybe he's just one of those dudes that need his own team. Because remember, that was like his team when you think about it, when you really think about it.
Yeah.
He was kind of like the best player on that team.
I mean, yeah, that's cute and all, but like, you ain't the best player on this team. We got the process. So you was it was already a wrap, my brother. When you came here, you knew you wasn't the best player on the team. When you got the process sitting right there in the paint, tripping. Yeah. Pack that bullshit up and take it somewhere else, my guy. Real rap. I ain't trying to hear none of that Toby stuff. Ain't nobody buying – it ain't that many number 12 jerseys in the stands, my brother. It ain't that many. Look, you're a good player. I ain't going to disrespect you. When you on, you on. But when you off, my brother. So we had to go and get somebody that even when they off, they still going to give us 25, 30 points. They going to find a way.
Yeah, for sure.
It's simple. It's that simple to me. Is you going to still be able to give us 25, 30 points when you having an off game? If not, you ain't that guy.
Yeah.
That's simple. Get to the line.
That's real.
Do something.
We going to see. I just want him to, you know, win his playoff time, because, you know, it's getting to that time, bro. Like, we going to
see, bro. Is you going to be the key? Because he can be the key. Like,
Tyrese Maxey is the real key. Bro. He can be like, yo, the Sixers got four players that can give you a dub. Y'all better score with them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how y'all going to score with them. It's only a couple teams that I can see scoring with us. The Warriors, Memphis, the Suns, and the Nets, because KD back now. He playing
KD
tonight.
And Kyrie, yeah, we can't disrespect KD and Kyrie.
So Kyrie, yeah, and the Nets. I think those four teams, because I like the Heat, but the Heat really not a scoring team. They're a defensive team. So they built for the playoffs, defensive stop you type, you know what I'm saying, close game type time, like under 100 type game. So I think. But
Chicago, it's only those four teams. Certain people on, but nah, Embiid dominates Chicago, so that's a wrap.
Chicago can score. Zach LaVine and DeRozan. Yeah, that's Kobe that's White about 50 to 60 points.
Kobe White be getting off sometimes, bro.
Yeah, and Vucevic always do his thing. So.
Yeah, that's facts. But not
I just don't. I don't trust them to keep that up, like for a series or nothing like that. They could. They might one night we play them or something like that in a regular season. They might go give us like $1, $20, $30. But they not doing that to us in no series. Like
not the whole seven games. That's dead.
Yeah, like they not gonna be able to, cause no, Embiid just gonna wear down all their bigs. Like that's the thing. When if we play the Nets, which I think we gonna end up probably playing the Nets in the playoffs.
The key to that series is going to be Embiid. Like, seriously, I think it's going to be like Embiid and Tobias, because Tobias, we just need you to give us like 15, bro. That's all. We need you to give us 15. We know what Tyrese Maxey's going to give us. We know what he's going to do now. At this point, he already solidified his second year, so we know what he's going to do. We just need to know what you're going to do, Toby. Is you going to point shave? Is you going to be mad because you're not getting the ball how you used to get it and all that shit? Because I just seen it against the Knicks. They tried to run the like 3-4 plays in a row to you, and you was fucking that money up, or you was kicking it out to other people and shit. I just seen it. So don't act like you wasn't getting opportunities and all of that. Like, I ain't got time for all that and pouting shit. You got your money. Now hoop, nigga. Let's go. It's time to turn up, man. Because if he turn up, man, it's like I said, I don't know, bro. And Drummond cannot guard him, Pete. I mean, like, Claxton, who the fuck else they got out there? I don't even know who the other big man is. Can't not near another one of them niggas
guard not a near another.
Not a near another. None of them can guard him. You hear me? I'm not scared of nobody on the Heat. Bam. Sorry, brother. I love you. You good dude. You know what I'm saying? All that. Hooper. You cannot guard Embiid.
Take that L out of Lover. It's over, brother.
Bro, leave all the teams I just said. DeAndre Ayton cannot guard Embiid. Memphis got Steven Adams. He cannot guard Embiid. Like, there's nothing. Nobody can guard this man. Like, I can't see for a series. If he's motivated how he been playing this year, I'm sorry. He giving you off 30 every night. Easily, and Harden going to do his damn thing. So I don't know, bro. I don't know. It seems impossible to beat us. I mean, if we actually on our game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know, bro. Niggas forget when Drummond was on Detroit, that was Embiid. That was his little bro. He was calling Embiid big bro every game. He was getting dominated. He was doing him bad and embarrassing him, talking crazy. That's a little bro.
Cooking this man.
Look, yeah, bro, I don't know. And then people telling me that Ben and Drummond could stop the Harden and Embiid pick and roll. I don't see it. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I think Ben is great on defense, right?
Ben used to get cooked by James Harden, bro.
I don't think he's that great, though. Because there's certain people that was giving him the business.
Thank you. And James Harden is one of them. You want to know how much he averaged? I looked this shit up because I had to look at it. Like, because I was scared. I'm like, dang, Ben Simmons is a great defender.
How much?
He averaged 32, like 8-7 against this nigga.
Yep. Yep. Sounds so, about right.
This great defender that y'all saying in Ben Simmons is, which I know he is. He was on my team. I ain't going to sit here and be fake because he ain't on my team no more or whatever. No, I know he's a good defender. He's an all-time great defender, the way he plays. Like, if he keep it up. But he can't guard certain players. Bradley Beal used to get off on him. James Harden used to get off on him.
Devin Booker.
It's a bunch of guards that used to get off on him. Dame used to get off on him. And Dame littler than him. Dame, Steph. I can't really count Steph and Dame.
I can't count Steph.
Steph, I'm putting Steph on another.
That's yeah, he's in another ever. World.
Bro. I mean, he gonna cook everybody. But yeah. I'm talking about these other guys. Dame count. I could put him in there. Like, yo, Ben Simmons used to get cooked. We not finna act like he was strapping everybody every night. He ain't Tease now. Tease be strapping niggas. Tease straps people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time he guards them, be like,
that's
yo.
The one series I'm scared of. I think Tease and Kyrie is going to be a crazy matchup, bro. Because you know that's who he guarding. He can't guard KD. So they got to put him on Kyrie. That's going to be a crazy matchup, bro.
They're going to put him on. Bro, they're going to put him on KD.
You think so? Oh, hold on.
You putting Toby on KD?
KD struggle against guards, bro, when they defending him. I seen him get that chicken up a lot to guards.
True.
He's like, still going to score because it's KD. We're not going to act like he's not the best offensive build ever created. But he struggled with them little guards defending him. Yeah. He struggled with them little guards defending him a little bit. I ain't going to hold you. Definitely do. It's like because they in his space to where he, I don't know, like he got to come down so far to get the ball and dribble it and all that. You know?
I kind of take KD out of the equation as far as us stopping him. Like, I don't let my mind even, like, you know, like, even when I'm watching the game, I don't expect nobody to stop KD. Like, that's unfair. Like, if I'm saying to expect Matisse to stop him, like, and he's one of the best defenders in the league, I don't care who it is. It's KD, bro. Like, you could be the best defender on the planet. It's KD. It's Kevin Durant. Like, what you want me else to say about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I just feel like, you put Tease on Kyrie, or which I probably think you can't do, like I said, but who knows, man? I just know Danny Green gonna have to step up that series too.
Nah, that's facts.
I personally believe if we had Danny Green in the Atlanta series last year, we would have won. Simply because he's a good defender, and we were missing that defender. And even though he doesn't make that many threes, Danny Green, one thing about this man, his entire career, he always make timely threes, bro. Like, it's like,
that's facts.
It'd be like the craziest moments where you not even thinking at all that he gonna hit that three. You like, man, this nigga done clunked 10 threes this game. And then he come and hit the clutch three in the third quarter to give us the two, or in the fourth quarter to give us a 2-point lead. And then we take off from there. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
nah, that's facts.
He gonna have to show up too, man. We're gonna have to show up, but I don't know, man. We'll be all right, man. We gotta get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. We got to.
We have no choice, bro. Like, this choice.
This can't go no other way, man. This can't go no other way.
No choice. But guess what though? We gotta get to these other teams and shit like that. So to wrap the Sixers up, I'm going to say one thing. I don't know if you got anything to say, but James Harden making the game easier for everybody else. It's a wrap. We going to the finals. I don't care what niggas talking about. Brooklyn, Milwaukee, I don't care. Sixers in six.
I was just talking to my homie, bro. Miami does have, like, the deepest team in the A, low-key, when you think about it. Well, one of the deepest teams in the A. So, it's some squads out there. The Bucks, bro, you can – all you want. They just won the chip last year, bro. We can think what we want, man. But
the Bucks is scarier than the Nets to me personally. But you talking about Miami, I'm not talking about this bubble team, man. I'm not talking about them no more.
Bro, they the number one seed in the East right now.
That's cute, bro.
I'm just saying, bro.
That's cute.
I mean, they're the number one seed.
That's cute.
What do you mean that's cute? They're the number one seed, bro. They're the number one seed. They have the best record in the East. They got like three games ahead of us. And we so good. Oh, that's all I'm saying, bro. Obviously, we just got James Harden. So that's, you know, but still, like, people going to sleep on them today. Bro, when they went to the year they went to the finals, what happened? Nobody paying them no mind. Nobody paying them no attention. What happened? They end up in the fucking finals.
You talking about?
And it would have been a better finals if Bam and Goran Dragic wouldn't have got hurt. And you know that they wouldn't have won, but it would have been a better finals.
You talking about the bubble?
Yeah, I'm talking about the bubble, bro.
I'm not talking about the bubble, bro. They not getting past. What seed are they? One.
Yeah, they the one seed.
Who at 4 and 5? Because they might not make it past the second round.
Shit, it's all of us. It's because we all like one game apart for real. It's what the hell? How it go?
No. Yeah, they might not make it past the second round, bro. They might have to see the Bucks in the second round. It's a rat. They're not beating the Bucks, bro. It's
bro,
a rat.
The East is gonna be popping. Yeah,
full facts. Whole facts.
Yeah, because we gonna have to play the Celtics. The Celtics just cooked us by like 30, if anything, if the season was to end today. I don't know, bro. It's going to be interesting. I'm not scared of the Cavs. I'm not scared of the Raptors, Hornets, Hawks. Nobody else that's in the playoffs, I'm not scared of them. And I'm not scared of the Bulls either. I'm not scared of them at all. Like,
I don't think we're going to have to play the Celtics. I think we're getting that 2 seed, bro, at the least.
Oh, yeah. The Bulls going to drop down. They're going to drop down a little bit more.
I think we're getting that 2 seed at the least. We still got a shot for the 1 seed. We only 2 games back.
Facts.
We only two games back.
And
the Heat
just lost, and we on the Heat just lost, and we
hold
we
on. The Heat got to play the Nets in the first round if that's how that shake out.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. I'm not talking about the Heat, bro. I'm not talking about them niggas, bro.
But listen, that don't we don't know though, because remember the play-in, and that got a lot to do with a lot. So you know what I'm saying? We gotta see what of them teams going to 8, 9, and 10.
You're right, because the Nets could potentially slide up to 7 if the Hornets or the Hawks get in over the Raptors. So you're right.
Exactly.
So you're right. You
know
right,
how
right.
It's gonna play out. But still, that would be interesting. But you know what would be even more interesting? Sixers Nets first round. That would be more interesting. We get first round. We get the fuck. Get out of here. First round. I'm sorry. Y'all got to go.
If we don't win every home game, if we see them in the first round, I'm going to be pissed. It should be no reason we lose a home game in that round. I don't care what you got to say.
Especially with Ben Simmons sitting on the sideline. Y'all got to turn up just because Ben Simmons here.
Niggas should be. It should sound like, yeah. It should be crazy, bro. In that joint. Every single game, the whole game, I don't want to hear no quiet. Like,
I'm going to manifest that, bro. Sixers Nets, first round, bro. We got to get them right the fuck out of here. Like, I'm none of that. Get them out of here, bro. I don't want to see them Eastern Conference Finals, none of that. I want easy pickings. I want us to have a tough matchups first. Get them out of the way, and then you know, Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, yeah. Oh, like the Bucks had it. The Bucks had it easy, man. In the damn Atlanta. We turkey for losing to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, by far. We were supposed to win the chip. That was an easy chip.
That was our year, yeah.
If last Ben year. Simmons was who he was advertised to be coming out of college, we win that chip, bro. Because that was our year. It was on a silver platter for us.
It was set up, bro. We had the number one seed. Everything was just – it was set up perfectly.
It was on a silver platter, bro.
And the Bucks can't never – every time we play the Bucks, we play them well. And B be going at it with Giannis every time. So that would have been a hell of a series, and I think we could have beat the Bucks.
Nah, facts. I think we would have cooked the Bucks, but that's just my opinion. Who am I? I don't know anything. But, yeah, bro, let's get to some other topics in the NBA, man. What else you want to talk about? You want to talk about Ja going crazy? You want to talk about the Joker going crazy? You want to talk about what you want to talk about? What would we, you mean? Like, what?
Obviously, what are you obviously, I mean, it's not much to talk about right now. With Ja, they talk about, well, I ain't even talking about they. He might be able to win MVP and most improved player. If Embiid wasn't playing how he's playing, Ja probably get MVP, but you know what's funny? I saw the list and they had Ja ahead of Embiid, and that shit kind of pissed me off, even though I'm a Ja fan, because it's just like, y'all find any reason to not give Embiid this MVP. Y'all trying to find anything, like, now. Like, come on now. Like, don't let this MVP ladder, no, none of that. I'm not trying to hear none of that. Embiid is the MVP this year, but Ja got a chance to take that from him. If anything, you know what I'm saying, these next couple weeks, I don't know. John didn't wind up getting the number one seed or some weird shit like that because the Suns lose a bunch of games because they don't got Chris Paul. I don't know. Like,
if that happened, he going to take the MVP, bro.
I'm about to say, now, if he get the number one seed in the West and last year they was in the play-in, they might have to give him the MVP. I might be like, all right, B, I'm sorry, B. You just – it just not meant for you to get an MVP or something.
But we also not going to act like – because I be seeing the shit like, you know, and B got hurt now, so that's going to be everybody's excuse on why, you know, he shouldn't get it if somehow we get the number one seed. But Memphis got a squad. We not going to trip like they don't, bro. Memphis really got a squad, and a lot of them dudes is playing amazing. And the person who probably fighting closest with Ja for most improved players on his team, Desmond Bane. Y'all going to be snapping. I don't know what it is.
That is true.
Y'all more be snapping, bro.
He talking about y'all more be snapping.
Like, I don't know what it is. It must be something in the water in Memphis because them young boys is just coming up and going crazy. I ain't even been hearing nothing about what's the other dude with the freaky curly hair that they got from Oregon? What's his name? He been injured, haven't he?
Who are you talking about?
What's his name, dog?
Memphis?
Yeah, my boy. No, he's not even injured. I'm bugging. But let me get this name. because the boy Desmond Bane been overshadowing him this year. What's his name?
You killing me right now. I can't even think who you're talking about. I'm about
to tell you right now. Fuck is his name? Damn, nah, he is injured. Oh, what's my boy name? Damn. Hold on. I got to figure this out, because if I don't figure it out, I'm going to be thinking about it for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, you talking about Curly Hair, bro? Are you talking about Dylan Brooks?
That's yeah, who you talking about, bro. That's Dylan exactly Brooks. Who I'm talking about,
bro. I forgot about yo. You know what? You right, bro. I definitely forgot. And he was snapping too before he got
that's
injured.
What I'm saying,
bro. They got a bunch of young boys. They got a bunch of young boys.
They got a squad, too. Bro. So like, I don't want to hear that as the reason that you can't give Embiid the MVP because he got James Harden and he got all his help and blah, 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 blah. This nigga Ja got help. We not going to trip. He going crazy, but he definitely got help. So if y'all going to give him the MVP, y'all going to have to pick a different reason than that, because they both got hella help. We nice. Not going to trip.
Oh, that's a blessing. He
definitely not going to trip. But Ja looking crazy, bro. If he doing MVP, but look, I can't hate.
Back to your original point, I see what you're saying. He got a squad, so that should be the reason right there why Embiid should get MVP, because Embiid damn near the whole season was doing it by itself. And y'all can say we had Toby and all that bullshit, we tough and all of that. Y'all can say that, and that's cute, but we know what he was doing. If you watch the Sixers games, this man was taking shots on 2 or 3, 4 people. He had a game where at the end of the game, it was the fourth quarter, it was a close game, he took a shot on 4 people, and he made that shit. Like, he made it. I think it was against Detroit or something like that. It was just one of them squads. I don't know. But Cleveland? It might have been Cleveland. I think it was Cleveland. Or recently, the game we just recently played with Cleveland. 4 players guarding this man. So that's MVP. Now, what Ja is doing, like that 50-point game he just had the other night where he hit the out-of-bounds joint, like with the full-court pass, he got a poster and he gave you 52? And got the dub. That was a nasty game. Like, that joint was nasty. He had a bunch of nasty late 360 jump. Like, he just so freaky, bro. And they keep, remember, I told you, I was comparing him to Derrick Rose at first. He didn't surpass that to me. I know it's still early, and I'm probably, oh, you drawing stuff. You doing too much. Like you got too much dip on your chip. But if you want to think about it, though, Derrick Rose only had that 1 year. Like, that, obviously we know why, but I'm just saying, it was only 1 year. Ja, the way he playing, and if it keeps up, I think he already passed Derrick Rose, because I like what Derrick Rose was doing, but I'd be going back and looking at Derrick Rose games. Derrick Rose had a fucking squad. He had a squad, even better than what Ja got. So, okay. Maybe you could compare him, but I think he's a little bit better than what Derrick Rose was. It's just, he got a, like I said, his squad is nice, but it's not as good as Derrick Rose's squad was. I think he sees the floor better. I mean, their athleticism is the same, but I mean, I don't know.
I know D Rose is athletic, but this nigga Ja might be the most athletic point guard I ever seen.
This is what I'm saying, bro. He's like totally different, bro. He's totally different. And they hype Zion up, and he's doing everything what Zion's supposed to be doing. Now, I know Zion averaged damn near 28, and he was shooting like 50% from the field. I know when he on that
he
court.
Better he had been. He was in the paint.
That's my point. That's my fucking point. So, but at the same time, what happened? Your team didn't make the playoffs. Your team was in my 10th place. Your team didn't make the playoffs. Ja's team made the play-in last year. That's his rookie season.
He beat out Steph.
Wait, that was his rookie season, right? Was it his second
year? Nah, that was second year. But he beat out
his second year. His second year. He beat, like, come on, bro. He beat out Steph, bro, to get into the playoffs. And that Steph didn't have nobody, so it wasn't the same. But still, you beat out Steph, bro, your second year to get in the offs. And now you got the third best record. I think they got the third best record in the A. Fourth best, something like that. That's crazy, bro. And that's Ja. That's a Ja effect.
Nah, that's facts. That's facts. I can't even argue with that, bro. For real, for real.
We ain't never seen nothing like Ja. My dad said he's the closest thing he's seen to AI. He think he's more like AI.
But like, I was a like, AI wasn't athletic. Bro. He's a cross between AI and D Rose, bro.
Yeah, that's a good John.
He's a crossbreed.
He's a demigod. Like, come on, bro. How you a crossbreed between AI and Derrick Rose?
He got an AI, I don't know, bro. Cause it's like he got an AI like finesse, and his attitude is more AI. Yeah, I know. His attitude is more AI than D Rose to me. His attitude and his, he got like the finesse like AI, but he also got that shit. He will punch on you. He will go crazy and punch on you. D Rose,
I think somebody told him to chill. Probably. I think somebody told him to chill because he was doing that shit every game. I think, man, somebody was like, yo, John, you ain't got
to
do that.
He was trying to go too crazy for that whole season, bro.
He was trying to make a name for himself, though. You got to think about it. He wasn't getting no tick. He wasn't getting no love out of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't.
Nah, that's fact.
Now he making them talk about Memphis. He making them. He put his foot in the door and he, you know what I'm saying? Kick that bitch open. What y'all doing, man? Jaws in here. Memphis in here. I ain't hearing them talk this much since Grit and Grind.
Zebo in his prime. Fucking, what's the other dude?
Mark Gasol.
Hey, bro.
Zebo with the flip phone is crazy.
That's super crazy. Zebo, even this Zebo is crazy. Talk about Zebo.
He was damn it.
He said, well, I'm from the bullies, bully the bullies.
Facts. Facts. But we can Zebo. Get out of here, man. We give him a little quick jank. We could
hold on. Block, though. Before we go, though, bro.
LeBron.
Oh, man.
I just want to say... Sorry to him. So sorry, Brian, that you got to deal with this, man. It's a shame. And we can leave right after this, bro. We can end it right after this. It's a shame that this man is 37 years old and the NBA world still expects him to carry his team. When you think about that, and I'm going to leave y'all with this. Think about how great you have to be 37 years old in your 19th season. And people want you to carry a goddamn team to the finals. At 37 years old, you playing at an MVP status, but they need you to do more. Oh, he can't carry a team anymore. Who the hell can carry a team at 37 years old? Besides LeBron, he the only person that we even be in this type of conversation. So that shows how great he is. But I just wanted to say, like, y'all got to chill, man. Y'all go, LA fans and all that going to make LeBron leave. Y'all better relax, man. Before he go back to Cleveland, they got a little squad. Y'all better chill, man. Seriously, appreciate what he's doing, man, because Bron give his all every night. I don't care what y'all talking about. He quit and all that stuff. I'm tired of hearing all this stuff about my man, Bron. I'm tired of hearing it, bro. Nobody 37 years old would be asked to carry a team besides LeBron James, and that's why he's the GOAT. Good night.
I ain't got nothing to add. I don't want to argue about LeBron. So
take my bow.
Yeah. We holler at y'all, man. That's episode 106.
Yes, sir.